Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Yud Beis. We are learning today Leila Nishmas Aaron Rubinfeld, Aaron Aryeh Ben Kudosh Yaakov. All the Nishams we learned for should have an Aliyah. We discussed in yesterday's shiur a machlokes that we had in our Mishnah between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and also Rabban Gamliel in terms of when is the period of time that a person is allowed to eat chomitz up till on the morning of the 14th day, Erev Pesach, 14th day of Nisan. And we had the opinion of Rav Yehuda that said that you can only eat up until the 4th hour of the day, and in the 5th hour, tolin, and in the 6th hour, you have to burn. And we had Rabban Gamliel said in the 5th hour, you could still eat truma if you were kohen, and you weren't allowed to eat chulin. And then we had the most makel opinion of Meir, who said, no, even in the 5th hour, you're allowed to go and eat chulin. And then we brought a Gemara from Sanhedrin, where it taught us there that there was a machlokas between Rav Meir and Yehuda in regards to how much the witnesses have to be exact in terms of the time of the day that they're saying that a certain crime committed for them to be considered valid pair of witnesses that can combine together and even give somebody a capital crime. And we had Abaye giving two versions of what the machlokas was between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And then we had Rava saying, no, those time periods were the best case scenario. You have to look at the worst case scenario. And Rava said that the machlokas was that Rav Meir held that the person makes a mistake of up to 2 hours, a little bit less than 2 hours. And Rav Yehuda says that a person can make a mistake of up to 3 hours, a little bit less than 3 hours. That's where we left off yesterday. So today we begin. We're already halfway down the Amud, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, with the words Tanan. You can see on the side, this is a Mishnah that we're going to bring down from Sanhedrin, Daf Mem. So the Mishnah tells us over there, Tanan, when they would go and check out witnesses, they would do seven what are called chakiros. These are interrogations that they would go and ask the persons, the witnesses, to make sure that they were giving an exact testimony. And as we'll learn, this has to be the type of testimony that's related to time. So if they were in fact telling us a lie, they were someplace else, we could have what we called Eidei Hazama against them. That witnesses say, how can you say what you're saying? You were with us at that time. You're testifying here in New York. You were with us in Chicago at that time. So it has to be time dependent. The chakiros have to be something for which there is a potential. Obviously, we're hoping that everybody's telling the truth, but there has to be potential for the Eidei Hazama, the witnesses that are more than just contradicting them, the witnesses that are saying, no, it's impossible for what you're saying to be correct because you weren't in New York at that time, you were with us in Chicago at that time. You weren't there. So in order to do this, you have to have these seven chakiros. What are these seven chakiros? And the Mishnah Sanhedrin continues and says, Shavua here means in the Yovel cycles. Rashi tells us which Shemitah, Shavua here means Shemitah. Beza Shemitah, Shoyovel, which one of the seven Shemitah cycles are we in that this testimony is taking place? Beza Shana, which year within the 7 year Shemitah cycle? Shel Shemitah, Rashi tells us. So you have to say which Shemitah cycle it was. You have to say which year within the Shemitah cycle. Then Beza Chodesh, which month in that year. And then Bikama Bachodesh, on which day of the month. And then you have to also say Be'ez Yom, which day of the week. Now this seems to be a little bit redundant. If you're saying it's on the fourth day of the month, so we know what day of the week the fourth day of the month is. So why do you have to say both? So Rashi asked this question over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he says, this is for Hazama purposes, and we're doing this to jog the memory of the people when they have to say that it was the fourth day of the month, which was a Tuesday. So by providing these extra details, which albeit are a little bit unnecessary if the fourth day of the month, it definitely was a Tuesday. That's the way the fourth day of the month came out this year. But we're hoping that this will make other people say, hey, wait a second, Tuesday, that's right. Well, you were with us in Chicago on Tuesday. You couldn't have been in New York when you were giving that testimony. So that's what Rashi brings down over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, because otherwise it seems to be an unnecessary additional piece of information. If we know the day of the month, you also know the day of the week. So those are the first five chakiros. The sixth one is Be'ez Shah, which hour of the day was it? And that's where we had the machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And then finally, the seventh and final chakir is Be'ez Makom. Where did it occur? So all of these are going to be able to be contradicted based upon time and place. So the Eidei Hazama could theoretically come and say, there's no way you could be telling the right testimony because you were with us in a different place at that time. Then the Mishnah continues, Utanan, or the R. Girsa says, Vitanya, but it really is discussing additional things besides the seven chakiros, and these are called bidikos. And it tells us there, Rashi points out, that they would do additional questions, Diktani Hosam, Makirin Osam, Atem Oso, did you know him? Hitri Simbo, did you do Hasra, Bemehargu, B'sayif hargo or b'aririn hargo? What was the murder weapon? Were the clothing shchorim or levadim, white or dark clothing? And it says over there, b'chol amar b'bedik goes harezim meshubach. The more you ask such questions, the better it is, because hopefully you'll find a contradiction between the witnesses. And as we pointed out yesterday, there's a mitzvah, v'shavtu eida v'tzilu eida, that you have to try and get the person off. We don't want to kill people, so we really want to make sure that we're absolutely certain that these witnesses are telling us the truth. So now, it says, Uma ben Chachiros Hanoch Sheva Kamaisa Libidikos Achwiniasa. So what is the difference? Now that's what the Mishnah is going to tell us here. What's the difference between the first seven, which are time dependent and place dependent, and the additional bidikos, the additional interrogations that they would do to try to find a contradiction between the witnesses? So it says, Ma ben Chachiros Libidikos, what's the difference between these original seven and the subsequent additional bedikos that you do? So the Mishnah tells us, Chakiros, these seven first questions, Omar Echad Mehen Ein Yoda. If either of the two witnesses says, I don't remember what time of the day it was, I don't exactly remember the place, Edusim Batela. By definition, their Edus is no good. We're not saying that they're liars. The guy says, I don't know, he doesn't know, but then he's not a good witness. However, by the bedikos, they ask him, was he wearing a black shirt or was he wearing a white shirt? So then, by the bedikos, even if both of them say, I don't remember, Avil Shtemom ain't on the other. We don't know. We couldn't really see what color shirt he was wearing. We just saw him pick up the murder knife and stab the guy. We couldn't see what shirt he was wearing. So then, Edusim Kayemis, as long as they don't contradict each other. One says he's wearing a white shirt, one says he's wearing a black shirt, so then they're witnessing two different things. But if each of them says, I don't know what color shirt he was wearing, the bedikos don't ruin the testimony unless they contradict each other. Whereas the chakiros, even if they're not contradicting each other, one guy says it was a 2 o'clock, the other says, I don't remember what time it was, so then it's no good. Both of the witnesses have to say all seven chakiros, and they have to be identical, and the bedikos, as long as they don't contradict each other. Now, we asked over there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Vavinam Ba, we asked, Maishno chakiros, who maishno bedikos? What's the difference between the chakiros and the bedikos? And I've already given the answer. I mean, when we said chakiros, Amar echad mehem ein yodea, idusim etela, if you don't know the answer, either the two witnesses doesn't know all the answer to the seven chakiros, that's it, we throw the testimony out. If even Amar echad, and even one of them said ein yodea, idusim etela, we throw out their testimony. They're not good witnesses. Because the havila edus shiato yichol azima, because this now becomes a testimony that it is impossible to go and argue with through the process of hazama. Again, there's hachosha. Hachosha is when we have two other witnesses saying, no, we saw him get killed on Tuesday. You're saying he got killed on Wednesday. So they're not proving the other one's wrong. As opposed to hazama, we're saying there's no way you could have seen that happen on Tuesday in New York. You were with us in Chicago on Tuesday. And therefore, there's no way that that could have happened. So that's hazama. So a testimony that is given has to be able to be mazimed. If it's not capable of being mazim, it's not a good testimony. If you're not able to go and make Eide Hazama out of it, so then it's no good, and therefore the chakiras are essential. As opposed to the bedikos, while we said, the more you do, the better it is. But even if they don't know the color of the shirt, they can still say, hey, but you were with us in Chicago at the time you're claiming to be in New York. So therefore, the bedikos don't have the need to be absolutely answered, as long as there's no contradiction between the witnesses. Now the Gemara says, the Amris, now we get to the point that we have this whole Mishnah and Gemara and Sanhedrin being brought down here. The Amris, toy inish kule hai. Now, according to Rava, you're telling us that Rav Meir says you can make a mistake up to 2 hours, a little bit less than 2 hours, and that's still called a valid testimony between the two witnesses. And according to Rav Yehuda, you can have even up to 3 hours, a little bit less than 3 hours to be a valid testimony. So wait a second. Chakiros, the Ezer Shah Nami. So then, with these chakiros that we just said, as to which hour it is, Eidu Shiatu Cholazimahi, the Amri Mite Koteina. Because you say, hey, wait a second, you were with us in Chicago at 10 o'clock? No, I just got off the plane. And in fact, I left on the early flight, so therefore, I was in New York at the time of the murder, because there's a 3 hour time period over here that a person can make a mistake. So therefore, this would be a testimony, Shiatu Cholazima. Again, my example of New York and Chicago, which requires a plane ride, is a little bit different than saying you were in this part of the town or that part of the town. So certainly within a 2 or 3 hour potential difference in the time, so certainly you're never going to be able to have Azama in that situation, because the person could say, you were with us over here, but the person could argue, but 2.5 hours earlier, 3 hours earlier, I was the other place, and I didn't know exactly the time, because a person's entitled to make a mistake in that much of time. As Glory says, the army, the people could say, Mite kotoina, we made a little bit of a mistake. So you're entitled to make a little mistake, but therefore it's not a testimony that could be mazimed, and therefore it shouldn't be good. So Glory answers, no. The havinon luhu kule to asayu. No, we're saying that as long as they're within this 2 or 3 hour period of time, Rav Meir, a little bit less than 2, Rav Yehuda, a little bit less than 3, that is considered one time. And if the Edei Hazama cannot say for that entire period of time that you were with us, so then that's not called Edei Hazama. So by definition, there is still a potential to have this be an Edus, Sha'ato Yochol Lahazima. It has to be for the entire period of potential error, the entire margin of error. So they have to say, you were with us at this point, and for the almost 2 hour period of time, according to Rav Meir, almost a 3 hour period of time, according to Rav Yehuda, so then it would be Edus Sha'ato Yochol Lahazim, and therefore it is a good, valid Chakira. Now the Gemara says, according to Rav Meir, what does that mean? Yavina le mitchilas shor rishona at sof chomesh. So this period of time, let's say the murder took place right in the middle, so you'd have from the beginning of the first hour, and then the murder could be up to 2 hours, a little bit less later, so it could be at the point of 2 hours and 59 minutes. That would be within 2 hours if he said it occurred at 1 hour. And you go another 2 hours from them, so it would be 4:59, so it could be up until the 5th hour. So as long as, in this situation, the Edei Hazama said, you were with us for the entire period of time, from 1 to 5 hours, Yavina le mitchilas shor rishona at sof chomesh, so that's Edei Shatoi Chalazima. And in fact, ubedinhu dineisiv lehu meikor tvei. And actually, it could have started even before then. And the Gemara continues and says, technically, ubedinhu dineisiv lehu meikor tvei. If we had said that the murder, let's say, took place at the beginning of the second hour of the day, so then you'd go back 2 hours, and you'd be going back into the last hour of the previous night. Ubedinhu dineisiv lehu meikor tvei. You could actually go back further. But here, we don't say that you have the 2 hour period of time, the margin of error, because between day and night, people don't make a mistake. So as long as it's daytime, Rav Meir would say that you get up to 2 hours either way. So you pick the time that he states the murder occurred, and it could be off by 2 hours before that or 2 hours after that, a little bit less. And Rav Yehuda would be 3 hours before that and 3 hours after that. And that's what the Gemara is now going to tell us. So Rav Yehuda, if we picked it right plop in the middle, so that the murder occurred at 3 hours into the day, so you'd go back all the way to the beginning of the day, because you have a little bit less than 3 hours, and you go all the way till Chatzos. So the potential margin of error would be from the very start of the day till noon. Well, Rav Yehuda, you have Yavina l'mitchila shor rishona, yatzov shishis. You give him the entire morning, because that's the margin of error. And in fact, if the murder occurred at any other point in time, so then you give him more, either before the day started or after midday. You could actually give him more time depending on when they said that the actual murder occurred. We turn to the other bays. However, again, we have the same principle. Because people don't make a difference between night and day, so therefore, that's not a possible explanation why we were off in the times. So if the person made a mistake that would make it between night and day, so then we don't give him that. And likewise, between before noon and afternoon, we likewise don't do that as well, because the person can tell where the sun is in the sky. You could actually push it back chatzos. Let's say the murder occurred at 5 hours into the day, so then you'd have 3 hours or a little bit less than 3 hours, and that would extend into the afternoon, but we don't do that as well. Because in the 5th hour, the sun is in the east, the sun is in the west, and people don't make those mistakes. So these up to 2 hours that we give for Rav Meir and up to 3 hours that we give for Rav Yehuda, they don't cross morning to night, and they don't cross before noon and afternoon. Fine, now we understand that. The Gemara asks a question. Tanan, our Mishnah, now we're going to go and compare our Mishnah where we talked about the 4th and 5th and 6th hours of the day. So Rav Meir Omer, Ochlin Kol Chomesh Asar from Tchila Shesh. Rav Meir's opinion was the most makel. He said, you're even allowed to eat Chomesh during the entire 5th hour of the day. In our idealized day, again, that would be from 10 to 11 a.m. And only have to start burning it, Asar from Tchila Shesh, and start burning the Chomesh when it becomes an Issa Durabonim, to have the Chomesh in your possession at the start of the 6th hour at 11:01. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda Omer, more machmir, ochlin kol arba, you can only eat up until the end of the 4th hour. So you can eat still between 9 and 10 a.m. But at 10 a.m., v'tolach kol chomesh, you can't have any chomets between 10 and 11. You can't eat it, but you don't have to burn it yet. You'll have to give it to your animal to sell it. V'sarv v'tchil ha'shesh, and he agrees, at the beginning of the 6th hour, which would be 11 o'clock, that's when you have to burn it. Now, both Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and as well Rabban Gamliel in our Mishnah, they all hold that Midrabanon, it's also to have chametz in your possession. You have to burn it from the start of the 6th hour. From in our idealized day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., that would be from 11 to 12, from 11 a.m. to noon. So you have to go get rid of the chametz. So it's an issur derabanan to have chametz in your possession at that point in time. So the Gemara says, La Abaye, Alib the Rav Meir, according to Abaye, remember he had two interpretations of Rav Meir, and he said, D'Amar, ain't Adam Tov lo klum. He had said, according to the more machmir opinion of Abaye, the first opinion that Abaye said of Rav Meir, there's zero error. When a person states a specific time, he's exact with his time. So there's zero error. So Nechal Kule Shis, according to Abaye's understanding of Rameyer, the person should be allowed to eat the chametz up until 11:59 because people don't make mistakes. And even according to the slightly more makel opinion of Rameyer, the people make a little mistake. A person will make a slight mistake. So Nechal at so shishis. So you can eat till close to the end of the sixth hour, 11:55, 11:58. So you can go all the way up near to the end. Therefore, Abaye, according to this, should have had Rameyer saying you can eat chametz even throughout the sixth hour, and you only have to burn it towards the end of the sixth hour, either the very end of the sixth hour or towards the end of the sixth hour. And according to his makel opinion, Abaye, Aliba, the Rav Yehuda, the two opinions of Rav Yehuda, the first one said, Domer Adam Toa Chatzi Shah, person makes a mistake of a half an hour, so then, Nechal Apag the Shir, so you'd be able to eat till 11:30, because people don't make mistakes beyond that. And even according to the more makel opinion of Rav Yehuda, the second version Abaye had of the Machlokas with Meir and Yehuda, Lach Nishal Nami, the Amis, Adam Toa Shah Mashu, that a person can make a mistake a little bit more than an hour, so then, Nechal At Sov Chomesh, you should still be allowed to eat up until the end of the fifth hour, but certainly, most of the fifth hour, you can eat it. So therefore, why did Rabbi Yehuda say told him during the fifth hour? If people, according to Abaye, Rabbi and Yehuda, don't make such big mistakes, so then why did the Chacham make such a big zera over here, according to Rabbi Meir, that you can't have it in the sixth hour? You don't make such mistakes. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, when you make bigger mistakes, you should be able to have it for most of the fifth hour. So that's the kasha, according to Abaye's understanding, both this first and second versions of Machlokas, the Rameh and Yehuda, why in our Mishnah do we have such a big Dirabbanan? It should be a smaller Dirabbanan period of time. So Gemara says, no, Elam Rabaye, Abaye says, Eidus Mesul is reason. When people are going to give testimony, they're seeing somebody take out a murder weapon and about to kill somebody, they have to give Hasra, they have to pay attention, they have to hit in Mukhram Zuman to be an aid over here, that I'm going to go and give a potentially capital testimony and kill a guy. So they're going to be very careful. Eidus, testimony, Mesulah's reason. People who want to give testimony, they have to know. They have to know all the details, or else they won't be valid testifying people. They won't be valid Eidim. However, Chometz, every Tom, Dick, and Harry has the din of Pesach. So therefore, Chometz are called Moser. So even though in regards to Eidus, Rameyah says, according to Abaye, people are very, very exact in the time. A little bit less exact, but still very exact in the time, according to Rav Yehuda. That's when it comes to testimony. But when it comes to chametz, which involves every Tom, Dick, and Harry, so then people aren't so medactic. So therefore the rabbi said, we better make some extra gedorim over here. And everybody will say, for the sixth hour, even though testimony would not be such a big mistake, but let's not take any chances with the chametz and make a whole hour of the rabbanon that you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession. And even according to Yehuda, even in the fifth hour, we go and say tolin. So these are additional gedarim because the stam hamona am, the average person, is potentially going to make a mistake, as opposed to edus, where they won't make a mistake. Nadigmor says, and what about Rava? Rava had a more lenient opinion of Rameyah and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rava, leader Rameyah, who said the Omar Adam toa shtei shos chosim ashu, that a person can make a mistake of up to 2 hours, a little bit less than 2 hours, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was up to 3 hours. So then, in this situation, even according to Rava, we gave too much time over here. Rameyah says you can eat the entire fifth hour, but since a person, according to Rameyah, can make a mistake of up to 2 hours, we should not let you eat during the entire fifth hour as well as the sixth hour. So Rameyah is to make a law mishnah based upon his understanding of how much a person can make a mistake. A person could make a mistake for the fifth and sixth hours, up to 2 hours. So you shouldn't be allowed to eat even at the start of the fifth hour. Lo nechol. Gemara says no. Chamesh chama b'mizrach v'sheva chama b'marav. No, here we're not concerned because the 2 hours that we're talking about is going to cross noon, and therefore the person will see that the sun is on the eastern side at the fifth hour, and he's going to say, no, I still got time. I know that you're still allowed to eat chametz. And the seventh hour, so the sun's on the other side, he knows I definitely can't eat then, so the person's not going to make a 2 hour mistake in this situation. So Gemara says, if you're telling me it's based upon the stun and not based upon the normal testimony errors, so then ihachi b'shis naminecho. So then why don't, according to Rabeir, you allow to eat during the entire sixth hour? Person just look up at the sky and see, hey, the sun is still on the eastern side. It's too early to have to burn the chametz. Why don't we say that? So I'm a Rabbi says, because some days you're not going to be able to tell so easily, right? If we look up at the sky, you can't always tell, is it exactly 12:00 or maybe it's 11:50 or 11:30. It's not so easy to tell the sun directly above you. And a person could be making a mistake. Is the sun directly above me, or a little bit east, or a little bit west? So I'm a Ravadra Ava Shis Yoma Bikarnosa Koi. In the sixth hour, the sun is in such a position that you can't easily tell, is it to the east or is it to the west? we have the idea that Karan Or Panov, Moshe's face shined. So the sun is Karnosa. It's in either in a corner or it means it's shining, and it's difficult to tell whether it's over here or over there. So therefore, even according to the opinion that a person can tell the difference between the east and the west, but in the 11th hour, that may not be so clear. So therefore, the rabbis instituted that in the 11th hour, we're going to say it's also to have chametz, even though a person usually doesn't make a mistake between before noon and afternoon here, right around the peri-noon area. So then you could make a mistake. Finally, the rabbi leave the Yehuda, who said, person can make a mistake up to 3 hours. So therefore, how come over here, mitchilas arba lo necho? Then even in the fourth hour, according to Rabbi Yehuda, since a person could make a mistake, so not only for the fifth and sixth hours, the fifth is tola, the sixth definitely can eat, but even the fourth hour, you should be machmir, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because a person can make a mistake of up to 3 hours. You shouldn't be allowed to eat even in the fourth hour. Again, the Gemara gives the teretz. In the fourth hour, people aren't going to make a mistake because chomesh chama b'mizrach v'sheva chama b'marav. In the fifth hour, people can still tell that the sun is on the eastern side, and the seventh hour, the sun's on the western side. Maybe in the sixth hour, they can't tell. So that's why in the sixth hour, you have to go and burn it. And if you can tell in the fifth hour, says kol shekein arba, certainly you can tell in the fourth hour. So Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso says that in the fourth hour, you definitely can eat. In the fifth hour, we're going to say be tola because we're not 100% sure. Sabor says, but then in the fifth hour, if you can tell, why are you saying you can't tell? If you're telling me that you can tell, so then you should be allowed to eat according to Rav Yehuda, just like Rav Meir in the fifth hour. So the Gemara answers, Tirguma Abaya, I'll leave with the Rav. Abaya answers for Rav. I always love when you find that when Abaya and Rav argue, another Amoraim as well. So even if you slug one up, the other one will try to find the answer because they're not interested in winning. They're always interested in getting the right answer. Torah la mito. So even though Rav may not have had an answer for this, Abaya pops up and gives the answer for Rav. Tirgum Abaya, leave the Rav. Abaya gave the answer for Rav. Eidus Mesur Lezrizim, Chomets Lakom Moser. Just like we said before, that by testimony, people are medactic. They're going to be very careful. They know they're giving a testimony, so they're going to check everything out very carefully. And only people who are somewhat expert are willing to give testimony here. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harry goes and gives testimony, as opposed to every Tom, Dick, and Harry does have the din of chametz. Chametz lakol moser. So therefore, according to, Abai explains, according to Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Yehuda, why did Rabbi Yehuda say that you can't have any chametz in the fifth hour, you have to be tola in the fifth hour? It's because Eidus is Mesur Lezrizim, but Chomitz is Lakol Moser, and people can make a mistake not only in the sixth hour, but they can make a mistake in the fifth hour as well. That was the teretz that Abai gave for Rava. Subsequently, Rava himself gave a teretz. Rava said, that's not the answer. Lav hainu time with Rav Yehuda. The reasoning for Rav Yehuda has nothing to do with the mistake that a person makes in terms of Eidus, how much leeway a person can have. The reasoning is, El Rav Yehuda L'Tameh, Rav Yehuda says, D'amar Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa. This is a separate machlokas we've now introduced, and we haven't had this previously. We're going to have this later on. And Dav Chav Aleph, Rav Yehuda says that when you must do Bir Chometz, you must do it with Sreifa. Rav Yehuda's opinion is, L'Tameh, D'amar Ein Bir Chometz El Sreifa. We bedafka must burn the Chometz. This year, when you're going to have Erev Pesach, Shechol Yosef Shabbos, you're going to have a whole discussion. Can't burn the chametz on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach, so people are going to have their crumbs and they're going to flush them down the toilet or they're going to disperse them in the street some way. So we have this year different than in usual years where we do beer chametz. Of course, this year we're going to do beer chametz as well. We'll do it on Yud Gimel on Friday afternoon. But in any event, Rabbi Yehuda L'Tameh, it says, Ein beer chametz el sreifa. The right way to do the beer chametz is to do it bisreifa. And therefore, the rabbi said over here, if we allow you to eat chametz even in the fifth hour, the guy is not going to have time to do the bir chametz b'sreifa in the sixth hour. Because Rav Yehuda says you must do sreifa. And therefore, the rabbis gave you an extra hour to go get wood. The rabbi said, in the fifth hour, go collect the wood. So therefore, you'll be ready to burn it in the sixth hour. Because you must burn the chametz. You can't just throw it in the wind. You can't just pour it down the toilet. You can't just do something else to destroy it. You gotta burn it. Now, why didn't everybody like this answer of Rava? So Eisvei Ravina the Rava. Ravina says to Rava, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says that you must burn the chametz in Masai Shelo B'Shas Biuro. Rashi explains, what does it mean Shelo B'Shas Biuro? It means before it's Asur Midaraisa. Then you should do it with burning. As Rashi says, B'Tchila Sheish, B'Kol Sheish, at the beginning of the sixth hour, and throughout the sixth hour, where it's Mutu D'Araisa, the Akasi Midaraisa, Shari to have chametz in your house. However, Rashi continues, Avo Bishas Biuro, in other words, when it's also midaraisa to own it after chatzos, it's a lav until nightfall. Then it becomes an Issacharetz. So b'sheva shumuzer min haTorah. Now you have to get rid of it min haTorah. Then don't look for firewood. Hashbasasu b'chol dover. Get rid of it because every second you own it, you're over a lap. And therefore Rashi says imein lo etzim yamtin hashas biuro v'yashbisenu b'chol dover. So he says if you don't have wood, big deal. So you wait till it's noon, and at noon you'll flush it down the toilet. So this isn't a very good teretz that the person needs an extra hour to go look for wood. Great, if you have wood, fine. So then burn it in the sixth hour. But if you don't, so then just flush it down the toilet at the start of the seventh hour. That's what Ravina questions Rava. So Gemara says, Elo Amar Rava. Rava says, you're right. Gezeira mishum yom hamunon. Since technically you didn't have to need an hour to go look for wood because you could flush it down the toilet, you could go and disperse it, give it to your dog, etc. at the start of the seventh hour, and you won't be over the Yisod HaRaisa. So therefore, that can't be the real reason. The real reason why the rabbi said, don't have chametz in the fifth hour, according to Rav Yehuda, Tolin, is because of a cloudy day. Gezeira mishum yom hamunon. And you're not going to know where the sun is in the sky because it's cloudy. And therefore, the rabbis instituted an additional gather here. Don't take chances that you're going to be over it by having chametz in your possession after noon. So therefore, already stop eating chametz from the start of the fifth hour. So then, why did they pick only the fifth hour to have tolin? They should have said, even in the fourth hour on a cloudy day, or because of a concern of a cloudy day, every year, even in the fourth hour, should be tolin. Shmuel says, I'm a papa, no. Arba's mansud lakolhi. As we'll see in the Gemara coming up, the normal time that people would eat, the average person would eat during the fourth hour of the day. That's when they would have their morning meal. And their stomachs would be telling them, hey, it's time to eat, it's time to eat. So their stomach will be basically telling them, you're used to eating in the fourth hour, so this is obviously the fourth hour, even if the sun is not able to be seen. I can't tell it's on the east, I can't tell where the sun is because it's a cloudy day. My stomach will tell me what time it is, and therefore people won't make a mistake in the fourth hour because they're used to eating that. But the potential for mistake in the fifth and sixth hour, so therefore, that's why, according to Rav Yehuda, because of a Yom HaMa'unan, because of a cloudy day, the rabbis added on the additional fifth hour to Linen that they said, don't eat chametz during that hour. So now, since we started talking about when do people eat, so we bring down a famous brisa from the morning Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, the brisa tells us, Shor Rishon, in the first hour of the day, who eats at that point in time? Michael Ludim. The people from Ludim eat. Who are these people from Ludim? Not very good people. You don't want to meet up with them. They're cannibals. Rashi says, Ludim, the listim. The listim will be the second hour. The people eat the breakfast in the second hour of the day. Rav Asonim Hain, they're very hungry people. They're gluttons. Elo shalistim neorin kol alayla. They stay up all night, so they fall asleep for the first hour of the morning. And v'yishenim shachris shor rishona. And then they get up and eat. In the second hour, they've ochlim b'shnia. But the ludim, these are these cannibals, so they go and they eat right away, first thing in the morning. Shnia, maicholism. And the second hour, that's when the listim, as I just pointed out from Rashi, that's when they go and eat. Who eats in the third hour of the day? Shlishis, Michael Yorshin. The third hour of the day is the people that have inherited a lot of money. So they're Yorshim. These are people that don't have a job. They don't need to work. They're independently wealthy. Rashi says, Lav Mishum Ravasandra. It's not because they're such gluttons. Eloho Velo Amolbo. They don't have to work for their money. So they eat whenever they get up. So they get up in the third hour of the day and they eat then. Who eats in the fourth hour of the day? So the first version that we have is Revius Michael Poalin, that the workers go and eat in the fourth hour of the day. In the fifth hour of the day, Chamishis Michael Tamidei Chachamim. The Tamidei Chachamim have been learning all morning, now they eat in the fifth hour of the day. And who eats in the sixth hour of the day? That's the average person. Shishis Michael Kolodin, that's the average person. Now this seems to contradict what we just said. Rapapa says, Revius Mansud Lakoli. You just said that people are used to eating, their stomach will tell them that it's time to eat in the fourth hour of the day. That's why Rav Yehuda allowed us to still eat chametz in the fourth hour of the day, because your stomach will tell you even if it's a cloudy day. So Gemara says, you're right, Taka, we made a mistake, this brice is incorrect. El Epoch, you have to flip it around. Revius, in the fourth hour, instead of saying that the fourth hour was the Michael Paulin, the workers, no, Revius is Michael Kolodin, that's when the average person eats. Chamishis is Michael Paulin, the workers, they're working all morning, and they finally get a chance to take a break. So they have their coffee break, they have their breakfast in the fifth hour of the day. And the Tamidei Chachamim, they learn all morning, and Shishis, Michael Tamidei Chachamim, they break for lunch in the sixth hour of the day at 11 a.m. in our idealized day. Moore says, the Brisa continues and tells us, Mikan v'elach kizorek evin l'chemes. After this, it's no benefit to eat. If you don't eat in the morning, it's as if you're throwing a rock into the jug of wine that you have. The chemes is a chemes mayim or a chemes yayin, and if you're trying to make it like there's more in there, you displace some volume with a stone, so you make it heavier and you make the water level or the wine level rise, but you haven't added any water or wine to it. So it's a waste of time. It's like throwing a rock into a chemist that doesn't make that there's anything more in there. So eating after the sixth hour of the day, you know, yes, it looks like you put food inside, but it's not going to have any benefit. Abaye says, however, Abaye, we only said this law morin el delo time midday bitzafra. If you were fasting the entire day, so then eating after 6 hours a day is not of any benefit. But if you ate something, you tasted a little something in the morning, time midday bitzafra, you ate a little bit in the morning, so then it is fine. Abul time midday bitzafra, so then less lumbar. Then even if you eat after 6 hours a day, it will have benefit for you. You'll get nutritional value from it. It's just if you're fasting until after the 6 hours of the day, and then you eat, it's really not healthy for you. It's not going to help you. Mark continues and says, Amar Ravashi, kemachlokes be'edus, kach machlokes b'chametz. Ravashi now tells us a paladic statement. It seems like this is what we've been talking about all day in the shiur today. And he basically is telling us, just like there's a machlokes in regards to the testimony, the Mishnayos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Nem, that's exactly our Mishnah over here, the machlokes in terms of when you go and eat chametz, up to what time, the fifth hour, do you be eating chametz in the fifth hour, like Rav Meir says, or tolin, like Rav Yehuda says. The two are connected. Well, says, Pshita, I know Ach Tamrin, and that's what the whole shiur today has been about. Why are you telling us that this is a connection between the Eidus, how much time a person can make a mistake in regard to Eidus, is also connected into the hours of the day that we allow a person to eat chametz. So where it says, no, it's a big chiddush that Ravashi is telling us. Hakamashwa, Ravashi is telling us, don't think, Shinuye the Shaninun Shinuyahu. This teretz that we gave you is a teretz. It's a real teretz. This teretz that we gave you, don't think for a second, it's not a real teretz. That's the real teretz. The lo tema tanoia. Don't say this is machlokas tanoim. You might have argued that, oh, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin is a certain opinion of Rav Meir and Yehuda that argues with the opinion of Rav Meir and Yehuda in our Mishnah here in Psachim. So Rav Ash is telling us, no, they're identical opinions. The two opinions are the same. It's one machlokas over here. The same machlokas in Sanhedrin is the same machlokas over here in Psachim. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi says, Lo shanu ela bishos. That which we said, that you can make a mistake, is only during the hours of the day. In the morning you can make a mistake, or in the afternoon you can make a mistake. Aval echad omer kodma neitzachama. The echad omer achar neitzachama, edusam betela. But if a person were to say, witness number one says, this murder or this item, this whatever the situation they're testifying about occurred before the sun rose. The other one said it occurred after the sun rose, even though it's the same day, but one is before the sun's rise, and the other is after the sun's rise, so then Edusa Matela. They're not able to say that it's one testimony. They're by definition not saying the same thing, and their testimony can't be combined. One says, yeah, Pshita, why would we think that you could? One is saying before sunrise, one is saying after sunrise. It's no different than saying one is in the night, one is in the day. One is before noon, one is afternoon. Before sunrise and after sunrise are clearly demarcated times. So if the people aren't in accord on whether it's before or after sunrise, they're not able to be a kat edim. They can't be a pair of witnesses. One says, no. Elo echad omer kodum neitzachama, the echad omer bisocha neitzachama, edusim betela. No, it's not as disparate as one is before the sun rose and one is after the sun rose. Is one is saying it's before the sun rises, and the other one saying it's during the sunrise. That's a minute or two apart. And nevertheless, edusim betela, the testimony is not good. So one says, hanami pshita. Again, these are clearly demarcated times. One is saying it's before the sun rose, and the other one is saying it's while the sun is rising. They're different times, so there's no way you can combine these two. So it's pshita. Why you have to tell me something that's pashut? Where says, no, it's not so pashut. Mild the tema, because I might have said on my own that tarvayu choda milsa kamre, that before the sun rises and during the sunrise, one could say that they're really the same period of time. The hard the karma, and the fact that one of them said, besoch, return to Yudgimu Lomadala, besoch anetzachama, begiluya, Have koi. He's talking about that he was standing in the giluya. That means like the glow of the sun. Vizarhure ba'amuhu duchaza. And when he was saying that it occurred at sunrise, besocha neitzachama, he wasn't really saying it was during the neitzachama. He was saying it was at the start of the neitzachama. And he was really just seeing vizarhure ba'amuhu duchaza. He was seeing the sun coming up, but it hadn't yet come up. So you might have thought that that's meaning really before Netzach Hama as well. And therefore, they're really saying the same thing. Besoch and Netzach Hama, mistakenly, you could think that that was also considered before Netzach Hama. So when Rav Shimi Barashi tells us that there are two different things, Kamash 1, that's his Chiddush, that before the Netzach Hama is totally different than Netzach Hama, and the person doesn't make a mistake between before Netzach Hama and during the Netzach Hama. Don't say that during the Netzach Hama that maybe it was really before Netzach Hama. No. Besoch HaNetzach Hama, we know for certain, is a different time period, Rav Shimi Barashi says, than before HaNetzach Hama, and therefore the two don't go together. They can't be a kat edim. So this really concludes the discussion between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Gamliel, as to all of them agree that in the fourth hour you still can eat chametz. All of them agree in the sixth hour you have to burn chametz, and the machlokas is what about the fifth hour? Rav Meir says you can eat everything, chulin or truma, it can be eaten in the fifth hour. Rav Gamliel says that no, in the fifth hour you can only eat truma, because we don't want to waste truma, but you can't eat chulin. And finally, the opinion of Rabbi Huda, that you can't even eat truma in the fifth hour. Nobody's allowed to eat anything, talinan, in the entire fifth hour. And Yitzhak Shem, tomorrow we'll start off the shir, how we paskin. With that, we conclude today's shir.